And speaking of this kind of Heideggerian approach, one of the things we haven't talked a lot about here is the ways that the ideas that we're talking about are all related to, and I don't know if these are Rickert's words or if they're Heidegger's words, it's kind of a combination. It's hard to tell the difference sometimes of an ecological understanding of human flourishing.
Nice.
This just move towards understanding us as not just being, but being together, which I think is being with, being in the world. On page 15, Rickert gets into this. I'm just going to read at the bottom here. He says that the later Heidegger engages things and technology so as to suggest a profoundly ecological understanding of human flourishing. And this is the part I think is really interesting. One that tethers building, doing, and sociality to a dynamic sense of in-placed attunement. This reimagines human agency less as a form of potent mastery than as caretaking, shepherding, sparing, or cultivation. This idea of caretaking and shepherding and cultivation seems useful as we start to think about, well, we've already been talking about it. We've been talking about these producers who put so much work and care into their own work. But also I think that it's reflective of the kinds of things that I think about as being useful in my own work. How do I make the rhetoric of my work powerful? Well, I really have to care. There has to be this care that goes into the stuff that I'm working on. But also with my students, I take this approach as well.
It also reminds me of Brian Eno, who once described his composing as a kind of gardening.
A gardener doesn't really work like that.
A sense of cultivating something, caring for it, getting down and thinking about what it means and what it means to you and what it can mean to other people. It starts to sound really...
An architect, at least in the traditional sense, is somebody who has an in-detail concept of the final result in their head. And their task is to control the rest of nature sufficiently to get that built. Nature being things like bricks and sites and builders and so on. Everything outside has to be subject to an effort of control. A gardener doesn't really work like that. But what I think about, I suppose my feeling about gardening, I suppose most people's feeling about gardening now, is that what one is doing is working in collaboration with the complex and unpredictable processes of nature. One is carefully constructing seeds or finding seeds, carefully planting them, and then letting them have their life. So, and that life isn't necessarily exactly what you'd envisage for them.
It starts to sound really important to think about ambient rhetoric this way.